The long-standing dream of the West African Single Currency Project that was mooted a couple of decades ago is as relevant today as it was when it was first conceived. The recent geoeconomic fragmentation underpins the urgent need for inclusive monetary integration, hence the need for stronger policy commitment towards the realization of this dream. We, therefore, must double our efforts in ensuring macroeconomic convergence and stability, which are necessary conditions for the takeoff of a monetary union. As we engage in development activities in our various countries, we should not lose sight of the fact that macroeconomic stability is vital for monetary union to thrive. We should therefore ensure a balance between economic development and macroeconomic stability. Despite the daunting challenges, significant milestones have been achieved in the implementation of the activities of the ECOWAS Single Currency Roadmap over the years. Bank. The name of the Common Central Bank has been determined as the Central Bank of West Africa. A flexible exchange rate regime has been adopted. An inflation targeting framework has been chosen. Mr. Chairman, we in Ghana are committed to restoring macroeconomic stability that forms the basis of sustainable economic growth and development. We are leaving no stone unturned under our post-COVID-19 program for economic growth, aimed at restoring macroeconomic stability and debt sustainability, building resilience through the implementation of a wide-ranging and strong structural reform program, and laying the foundation for stronger and more inclusive growth, while also protecting the poor and the vulnerable. Over the medium term, we shall continue to work hard to revive the economy and improve on our performance on the convergence criteria.